Hi, I'm welcoming you at my channel and we continue talking about information technologies. In previous video, I was sharing with you the information about back-end programming, but today we're gonna find out the key difference between back-end and front-end programming. Intuitively, the other side of back-end is the front-end. And the key difference is that while the back-end engineer builds all the behind-the-scenes functionality of the website, the front-end engineer builds and creates the interface, actually determining how the website should look to the user. Back-end development lays the foundational code that enables website to process the actions that user take on the front end and deliver the correct information in return. So basically, if you see a button on the website to send, this is a front end, but the action behind this button is a back end. Neither works without the other. You need the back end to make the front end work, and you need the front end so that people could interact with the website itself. If you compare the salaries of back-end and front-end engineer on most popular job search engines, we can see that back-end salary is a little bit higher than front-end engineer salary. But from my experience, I can say that it can really depend on the company, on the level of engineer and duties that this person performs inside the company. So before trusting the numbers, I do really recommend you to find out this information from your future employer. Many companies eager to hire full stack engineers because, agree with me, it's very convenient to have only one person who can do both back-end and front-end. Moreover, you don't need to spend additional time on discussing how the feature should be done, how much time it should take. So basically, it saves up a lot of time and it saves us money because a company doesn't need to pay double salary because it's only one person, and don't forget about taxation. As I promised, in the next videos, we are going to dive deeper into the languages itself, back-end languages, front-end languages, and the topic of the next video is going to be Java programming language. So I would really appreciate to find out if you guys are using Java at your work, or probably you are learning Java and you would like to use it in the future. Please leave this information in the comments below. Also, if you have some questions, or maybe you want me to share information about some specific nuances about programming languages, and for example, Java, as we're going to discuss it next time, leave in the comments as well. Like the video if you enjoy the content, click on the button subscribe so that you wouldn't miss a single video we publish on our channel. And the main recommendation, simply enjoy the learning process.